The Ski Affair is 25. The Silver Anniversary Celebration is next Thursday, November 5th, at the Grand America. It's a fundraiser for the Ski Archives at the University of Utah. Those archives are one of the largest collections of snow sports history in America. Richard Hodges is the executive director of the Soldier Hollow Legacy Foundation. He says maintaining a public record of Utah's winter sports history is important.
Our ski industry and our ski community in Utah has a colorful and wonderful history, and preserving that is really important. It's important for cultural reasons, it's important for business reasons, and it's just something that's the right thing to do.
The ski archives are in the special collections at the university's Marriott Library.
So it has photographs and posters and memorabilia from ski areas and skiers from around. They also have digital media and film that is archived appropriately that really traces the history, the almost 100 years of history of skiing in Utah now. And you can access, scholarly research, you can access that. But there is a display at the library. And it's also related, kind of three-dimensional things are at the Alfangen Ski Museum at Olympic Park.
Hodges says recent developments in the Park City ski scene, like Vail's takeover of Park City Mountain Resort, illustrate the need for preserving Utah's ski heritage.
I think we're at an interesting place. In some regards, kind of the first generation of the ski industry in Utah is transitioning. People are retiring. People are moving on. People are passing away. And keeping that history alive and being able to look back and see where we started with, wooden skis in the Cottonwood Canyons, miners skiing to and from work, and where we're going with modern resort development all across the West and in the Intermountain region, the growth of backcountry skiing, snowboarding, Nordic skiing, all of these things, and it's an interesting kind of generational transition that's going on in the industry, and I think it's really important to remember that and note that.
Tickets to the Ski Affair are $75. There will be a social hour and silent auction at 6 o'clock, followed by a dinner and program honoring Dick Bass, the founder of Snowbird, who passed away this summer. Ski Utah will also be recognized for their 40th anniversary. Hodges says one of the highlights of the evening will be the drawing for a big prize.
The opportunity drawing has a tremendous package provided by Rosignol and Park City Snowcats. It's ski equipment for two and a snowcat for two. They're actually two of those are going to be given away in the drawing. It's worth almost $5,000 per package. And the tickets for the opportunity drawing are $20. And there will be ski equipment, guided fly fishing, food, restaurant, hotel packages, all sorts of things that you can bid on for the silent auction to help raise funds for the Marriott Ski Archives.
You can buy tickets until the end of the day Friday. You can get them online at the Marriott Library website. Click on the Ski Archive link or go to kpcw.org and we'll link you over. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.